Welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat second quarter 2015 financial results conference call. I now hand over to Tomasz Gielniar-Grywal, CEO of the Polsat Group. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. I'll take you through some KPI basic figures. This is a snapshot of what we're reporting after the second quarter of this year. Our contract customer base is 6 million. We're reporting growing revenue per user and number of services or saturation per customer as specified by our strategy. We have a relatively stable number of RGUs. Details of this will be discussed further in the presentation. We're very happy with our results in terms of the audience share for our TV channels. Polsat TV is once again number one in this country, and this success is confirmed by the growing market share in TV advertising market. Moving to the second slide now, showing our base financial parameters. The group's revenue of nearly 2.5 billion, with a slightly upward trend of around 2% on a year-to-year basis of our pro forma results. The EBITDA of nearly 1 billion, with continuously strong EBITDA margin of nearly 40%. Very high level of cash, as a result of which the net debt to EBITDA ratio decreased to 3.0 times, despite of the depreciation of Polish zloty and the payment of a refundable deposit to the office of the regulator as part of our participation in the auction of 800 and 2600 MHz spectrum blocks. This will be returned to us, well, minus whatever the cost of blocks that we purchase, because we're still bidding for 2600, 7 days after the office announces the results of the auction. Further in the presentation, Mr. Szalong will discuss this in greater detail. Key events of the second quarter. Fast and successfully completed process of issue of unsecured bonds by Cyfrowy Polsat. We've achieved very good terms, with the market being very demanding and disturbance caused by the Greece situation, as you probably all know. Restructuring of part of the debt, which is associated with an ongoing refinancing process. More details regarding the topic were provided by Mr. Szalong again. Slight modification of our Smart Dome offer. For those of you who remember, this is our key program for bundled offers. We have introduced our new communication platform in May this year. In the same time, we have changed the parameters of the offer in process of, or let's call it testing the market. Moving to the digital platform, we're practically at this point 100% in the MPEG-4 compression standard. This is important because it could provide either lasting services in terms of the cost of moving the signal, or we could, within the same space, case provide wider ratio of channels or improve the quality of channels from standard definition to high definition quality at no additional technical cost. It's probably worth mentioning something that I've mentioned already, which is the ongoing auction. Well, the price per one block of 800 reached about 1.2 billion, and then there is no telling, you know, where this is going and when is it going to end. I'd like to remind you that we're only passively participating in a 800 auction. We're actively bidding for blocks from a 2600 megahertz spectrum. A few words about our operations KPIs. You might have noticed a slight decrease of the contract customer base numbers. This is due to two reasons. One is the accumulation of the number of customers ending their contracts in the first half of this year, as well as the change of the regulations relating to termination of contracts in the second half of the year. We should observe slowing down of this effect. This is affecting only our individual customer base. The business-to-business segment are not are free of this problem. Obviously, our goal for the next few months is to achieve a stabilization of this B2C customer base, and our people in this area are doing well, I might say. Growth of saturation of RGUs per customer, as well as growth of ARPU, the outcome of both the growth of the total number of RGUs and the growth of revenue, but also of the slightly lower customer base, especially I'm talking about the sort of lower single play, lower ARPU single play base. It's the customers that are least concerned about who provides the service, and most concerned with you know, with the financial aspect of the service. So they're fairly transient and sort of drifting between the operators in search of the most attractive or the cheapest offer. Which is good news. Obviously, we're not happy with losing those, and we taking steps to retain every customer, obviously. The average revenue per user is definitely higher on a year-to-year basis, but also on a quarter-to-quarter basis, which we're forecasting last year. The growth is mainly owed to upselling of additional services. To summarize this slide, I would like to say that we do not feel any big pressure on prices on the pay TV market. The cellular telephony market is seeing further stabilization in the B2C segment, while in B2B we do not observe such strong pressure as communicated by our competitors at the beginning of this year. Data transfer market continues to grow dynamically, both in terms of volumes and revenues, and we're observing visible stabilization of pricing of data transfer services, to which our group has also contributed in recent months. Hence the slightly lower growth of internet RGUs this quarter, as you have surely noticed from the slide. words about the contract services. The results are driven by the similar factors. Not much has changed in this area in the last couple of quarters. The pay TV base has continued to grow year to year, mostly because of the multi-room service, which in the quarter-to-quarter perspective it has been under pressure in the short time due to higher number of customers ending their contracts, what I've mentioned at the start of the presentation. If you have any further questions as far as the mechanics of this issue, I'll be happy to talk more about it in the Q&A part of the call. We've noticed slight decline in the area of mobile telephony, confirmed by improving, from our perspective, MNP factor, which is the mobile number portability statistics. Last quarter, we modified our communication platform, and with regard to the Plus brand, and we're now putting stress on other factors. Though I hope you understand, time is needed for customers to get accustomed to our new communication format. Dynamically growing year-to-year base of internet access service customers, we're very happy of that, even if it's not as dynamic as we'd like to see it. To summarize, in the second half of the year, we should rather see the same trends, except the pay TV, where we hope to stabilize our customer base, and this is again the issue of the customers ending their contracts in a relatively short period of time. prepaid services. The prepaid RGUs base is definitely stabilizing on quarter-to-quarter basis. Stabilization is mainly in the area of active telecommunication services, which in addition generate higher RPU, we've actually noticed that this is because of growing usage of the data transfer services. Prepaid customer base, according to the old definition, I mean, what you see on the slide is our model of reporting these numbers. We are often being asked that question. In the old definition, that number would be 5.6 million. lower base of pay. TV services mainly result from the poor performance in pay-per-view year to year, but also a mathematical affair, very poor June due to rather nice, unusually nice weather in June. And that had negative impact on the average monthly results. The good news here in the lower part of the second graph is that the average revenue per user is now in excess of 18 zlots, growing on the entire market, and we do not foresee any further reduction of the market's value. I'd like to share some information on our multiplay strategy or success of our multiplay strategy. The customer base is currently at the level of 800,000, which is in line with our internal plans and what we've declared previously. The slowing growth of the additional acquisitions in this area is the mainly the result of the changes that we've made to the mostly financial parameters of the of our offer earlier in May. But the same time, ARPU per smart home customer has unchangeably remained at the significantly above 100 Polish zloty per customer. This is probably a good time to share with you that so far our smart home customers have purchased around 1 million additional services. You know, I'd like to stress the word additional. This is above the base service purchase at the regular price. We have calculated that each additional service purchased by a customer generates in the area of slightly above 30 Polish zlotys in average revenue per user. The long-term financial impact of these projects can be easily calculated. Additionally, our average smart home program participant, in order to enter the program, because we've set some thresholds and barriers to entry. On average, the customer to be able to actually participate in the program has upgraded their service, which brought additional 3 zlotys per customer on average. It is important to say that at this point, just about 30% of smart home customers are the classic full triple play customers, meaning TV, internet, and voice services, which obviously offers an opportunity for upselling services in the future to the remaining 70%. We believe that all of the above confirm the correctness of our strategy, which enhances customer loyalty, while also offering potential for increasing our revenue from this group of customers in the future. Good moment to say that we are preparing for the autumn and winter season, which traditionally is the high season in our business. We have a new improved offer for our customers that we'll introduce early in September. Finally, well, last but not the least, mobile internet access services, this segment has continued to grow dynamically. Slight slowdown of the, you know, dynamics of this growth, which is what I've mentioned before, the changes that we've made to the smart home offer, as well as due to the customer base effect. In second quarter of this year, our mobile internet services customers consumed 50 million gigabytes in Midas network. We're happy with our cooperation with Midas. They deliver very high quality service. This has been confirmed by a number of independent studies, one of which is the Computer World, which is a regarded magazine that gave us a lot of credit. Actually, this is the credit due to Midas that this service is better in number of parameters than that of our competitors, including one of the flag products of one of our main competitors, that's called Neostrada. This is like ADSL system that was at some point probably the most popular way to access internet in this country. Whereas Midas is carrying carrying out fast rollout of the LTE-800 network, which is used by our customers only, we should be able to maintain our competitive edge in this area. You've probably noticed that we now have access to 2,300 base stations, and we have, without a doubt, the largest coverage in this country. So this would be it for my part. I'll now hand you over to Mr. Dybala on behalf of Mr. Maciej Stec, who had absolutely something that could not be moved, and this is important for business, that he actually attends at the meeting. Please carry on.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'll present you the results of the broadcasting segment. Starting with the slide number 16, we have achieved very good viewership results for the commercial group in the second quarter of 2015. Our main channel, Polsat, was the market leader with a 13.4% audience share, and it was the winner in the spring schedule season. We have successfully started investing in programming of TV4 and TV6 channels in the fourth quarter of last year and continued our efforts in the first half of this year, which enabled us to finally become the viewership leader in the thematic channel segment with a share of 11.3% in the second quarter of this year. Thanks to the impressive audience results, the group has become the market leader in Poland. We have increased our audience share from 23.6% to 24.7% while beating all other TV groups. Second quarter viewership results are very good, but as we have always said, it is better to analyze TV trends in a longer term so as to reduce the impact of seasonal changes. So let's move to slide number 17. In the first half of 2015, we once again achieved very good viewership results. Our main channel, Polsat, was the market leader with a 13.4% market share, and in fact, it was the only channel which increased its viewership share among the four big TV stations in the first half of 2015. It is worth mentioning that it happened particularly in the meantime of progressing audience fragmentation due to the DTT implementation last year. Our thematic channels were also the market leader with a 10.9% share in the audience. And finally, the whole group grew dynamically from 23% to 23.3% in the first half of 2015 and became the overall leader in terms of audience share in the commercial target group. The viewership results are excellent, and they outperform the figures from our strategy, which is particularly, again, worth noting in the face of continuing process of TV market fragmentation by the new DTT channels. On the next slide, number 18, we present how we have monetized our viewership. In the second quarter of 2015, we grew much faster than the TV advertising and sponsoring market while achieving growth of 5.5% versus overall market growth by 3%. Similarly, as in the case of the viewership results, it's better to analyze the position on the advertising market over a longer period so as to eliminate the impact of seasonal changes. So let's move to slide number 19. And here, once again, we achieved great results in terms of our income from advertisement and sponsoring. TV ads and sponsoring market grew by 3.3% in the first half of 2015, while we were able to outperform the market by demonstrating growth of 5.9%. Our market share in TV ads increased from 24.7% to 25.3% on the growing advertising market. And now, to summarize, we achieved great viewership results, but it is more important that we were able to monetize them. We maintain our guidance of TV ad and sponsoring market growth in the middle single-digit range in the whole 2015 of this year. And now I'll pass the floor to Mr. Shaląk, who will present you the financial results.
Thank you. The financial section starts at page number 20. Before I go into details, just two introductory words. The first one, this is the last quarter we do not compare apples with apples. Consolidation of Metalem Group. Just remind you, we started consolidation of Metalem Group beginning from 7th of May 2014. So beginning from next quarter, we will be able to compare trends and Radio Pin or Olsen Group purchase insignificant impact or immaterial impact on our results, so definitely we will analyze the numbers and compare them. And if you would like to go into more details, you can find some comments in the financial statement we published, what our results are without Metalem consolidation. And second point is that we finalized purchase price allocation process of Metalem Group, and we corrected the balance sheet at the end of the 2014, and also we recognized some depreciation decrease in the second quarter of 2015, and we included everything in this quarter, so the whole period beginning from 7th of May 2014 finished until the end of second quarter of 2015 are included in the second quarter results we analyze at the moment. Slide number 21. Group's financial results. Our CEO mentioned the big picture, so I will concentrate on the numbers excluding the effect of Metalem consolidation. If we do it, our revenue grew by close to 6% on a yearly basis, and our EBITDA increased even higher, close to 10%. In terms of the net profit increase to the level of 305 million, this is mainly a result of our optimization of the financing structure of the Polsat Group. We issued bonds. Of course, we didn't say last word in this on this matter because we are in the process of refinancing of the whole group. If we close it, I believe it will have a very positive impact on our results and financing charges. Slide number 22, results of the segment of services to individual and business customers. Excluding the effect of Metalem consolidation, our revenue grew by close to 5%, primarily as a result of higher sales of telecommunication products. And our EBITDA grew even higher by 6.6% in spite of the growing data transmission costs due to the fact that our internet services are growing consistently. Slide number 23, results of the broadcasting and TV production segment. Our revenue grew by 6%, and this increase is mainly connected with the monetization of audience shares of our TV4 and TV6 channels. And also, we do not compare apples with apples here because we launched the channel called Disco Polo Music in May 2014. So, in the second quarter of 2015, we have the full quarter numbers. EBITDA grew at an impressive path of 15% to the level of 134 million and EBITDA margin close to 39%. Cost control, which is actually DNA of our group and the specific company, caused very positive effect on EBITDA improvement and also EBITDA margin increase. Slide number 24, revenue and cost reconciliation. On the left-hand side, you've got revenue reconciliation. You can see that all three segments positively participated on the revenue side. Former segment of services provided to residential customers added 24 million, broadcasting and TV production segment 21 million, and Metalem Group 738 million. increase on a lesser path in comparison to the revenues, which had very positive impact on our EBITDA reconciliation, what is on slide number 25. You can see that former or old Cyfrowy Polsat added 11 million on the EBITDA level, Telewizja Polsat additional 17 million and Metalen Group 246 million. In terms of the net profit, this increased from the level of 132 million to 305 million were added by consolidation of Metalen Group at the same number as other factors. Other factors mean old Polsat Group, so Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat, and these numbers are 86% for 86 million for Metalen and 87 million for the old Polsat Group. Slide number 26, revenue structure. Actually, the next two slides, the first reason of the increase is connected with Metalen consolidation, but I will add some information connected with the old Polsat Group trends. Increase of retail revenue, except Metalen, was caused by higher revenues of the former Cyfrowy Polsat Group, particularly internet revenues and also DTH operations. Increase of wholesale revenue, except Metalen, were higher due to higher advertising and sponsorship revenue, as well as recognized for the first time the premium rate income coming from a teleaudio company we bought at the beginning of April. Increase of sale of equipment, except Metalen, were higher due to sale of set-top boxes by Cyfrowy Polsat and also sale of TV sets. Just to remind you, we did not have such offer in Cyfrowy Polsat in the second quarter of 2014. And increase of other revenues, mainly Metalen consolidation. On the right-hand side graph, you can see diversified structure of our revenues and very safe business model. 67% of the revenues came from retail services. Slide number 27, operating cost structure. Technical costs increased, of course, mainly due to consolidation of Metalen. However, we've got here also higher data transmission costs in Cyfrowy Polsat due to the popularity of our internet services. Increase of depreciation, amortization and impairment, mainly connected with Metalen consolidation. As I said at the beginning, we finalized PPA process of Metalen Group, and we decreased amortization costs in the second quarter of 2015 by 20 million zlotys, which is connected with the amortization coming from 7th of May 2014 till the end of the first quarter of 2015. Cost of equipment sold, except Metalen, were higher due to mentioned by me in the previous slide, set-top boxes sold and also TV set sales. Content cost increased as a result of higher programming costs, and here we've got two factors. The first one is selling premium packages to the DTH customers, but we've got also foreign exchange differences here of 6.3 million. The other cost categories, beginning from distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs through the salaries and bad debts, finished by other costs, increased mainly due to the Metalen consolidation. On the right-hand side graph, you can see diversified cost structure of the company, of the group, 27.5% share of technical costs, 21% share of depreciation, and 15.5% of cost of equipment sold. Slide number 28, cash flow statement. We started the year with 1.75 billion zlotys on hand. We generated above 1.5 billion from operations and both segments positively participating in it. I mean Metalen Group and the previous Polsat Group. We've got retained deposits paid in terms of the auction of 209 million. And next two numbers are connected with a debt service. The first one is connected with national amounts, 834 million, which includes also 600 million early prepayment of Polkomtel. Payment of interest, 472 million, and these are interest paid by Cyfrowy Polsat due to SFA, Polkomtel due to SFA, and also high yields of Polkomtel. Acquisition of subsidiaries, 29.5 million, Radio PIN and Olsen Group were involved in this number. CAPEX, 278 million, and CAPEX versus revenue indicator, KPI is 5.8% for the whole group. If you divide it into previous or old Polsat Group and Metalem, we've got 2.4% for the former Cyfrowy Polsat Group and 7.2% for Metalem Group. On the occasion of last quarter, I gave you the guidance for the CAPEX of less than 10% of the whole group revenues, and now I can precise this guidance and say that this KPI should be at the level of 8%. Slide number 29, free cash flow after interest, a very high number for this quarter, 680 million. It is connected with lower share of installment plan sales. We choose the advance corporate tax payments for 2015, which has also positive impact on the cash flow. We had in the first half of the year lower CAPEX, which is connected with the transfer to Midas, and also we review all of our CAPEX initiatives and we cancel some of them and move some of them to 2016 year. I gave you the guidance for free cash flow after interest last quarter that we would like to have similar level that we had in 2014, and I feel very comfortable with this guidance. After 6 months, I would like to confirm it. And please bear in mind that second quarter is more cash flow consuming period, because in July we paid high yield coupon. In September we are paying UMTS liability, and also when you look at our payments to Midas, you will see that in the second half of the year we pay more in comparison to the first half of the year. Slide number 30, the group's debt. Nominal value of the debt is close to 12.5 billion. Net debt is 11 billion, and net debt to EBITDA 3 times. 66% of the share in terms of currency comes from Polish zloty debt. If we complete the refinancing process, it will be only Polish zloty debt. In terms of the timing, as I said last time, I would like to close this refinancing process the latest at the end of January, but I hope I will be able to do it quicker, and if I have some information, we will share them with you immediately. In terms of the debt maturing profile, it's not up to date. That's why we prepared the next slide, slide number 31, when we calculated the debt profile after issuance of the Polish unsecured bonds and also repayment of the Cyfrowy Polsat debt. And you can see that in 2015 we have no national amounts mandatory prepayments, and Cyfrowy Polsat has the first mandatory prepayment in the second half of 2017. In terms of Polkomtel, we've got 824 million in 2016. However, I hope that it will change sooner than later due to the refinancing process. We added 2021 year and the unsecured Polish bonds we issued on 24th of July. That's all from my part. We are ready to take the question, the operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from Vera Sutieda, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is related to Midas. What is your plan with the company, or will you buy it out in 2016 as you initially planned before, which is after the refinancing of the senior notes? And if you can give an indication, what would be the impact on the financing of Midas purchase? Thank you.
I'll answer that question, Tom Gilner. Not much has changed since our last conference in terms of our plans regarding the purchase of Midas. We are very much concentrating at the moment on refinancing of our current debt, which Tomek Szelem described to you in detail, and should this process be completed and we're rid of the high yield notes, we'll just then start working on that project.
And in terms of debt of Midas, you know the current debt of this company because they are reporting it to the exchange. While I'm negotiating with banks, we have also some solutions for buying the companies with their own debt. And it doesn't refer only to Midas, it refers to each company we are buying with debt on the balance sheet. But I haven't completed these negotiations, that's why I cannot give you more details at the moment.
So this is all we can report at this time. We'll, as usual, should we start working on this project, we'll definitely inform you as the first possible conference.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, so basically during the current negotiation with the banks, it is already somehow taking into account that there will be eventually Midas going to be consolidated as part of the company.
Not necessarily Midas. What my colleague was trying to say and said is that we have the mechanisms that will allow us to acquire, or we negotiating mechanisms that will allow us to acquire companies with debt on their balance sheet, whether that's Midas or any other company. So please do not take it literally.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from Ubakar Kaburi, OSI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning. You have mentioned several times the refinancing process. I would like to know at which extent you expect to refinance the bond at the Polkomtel level.
In terms of the refinancing process that is taking place at the moment, we are negotiating with financial institutions only Polish zloty debt.
Okay.
Once we complete it, we will use this Polish zloty debt and we will redeem the notes at the end of January 2016.
Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you plan to issue in a new euro debt in this process as a long-term financing, right?
You know, as I said several times on the occasion of previous quarters, my first choice was Polish zloty debt.
Okay.
As a company, we were not sure in the past if Polish market is ready and is deep enough to give us all that in Polish zlotys, because we are talking about 13 billion zlotys and the highest ever in Poland debt mm-hmm. in local currency. Mm-hmm. But now I'm comfortable because maybe banks are listening to me. So I'm comfortable that we can do all that in Polish zlotys.
Okay. Great, thank you.
We have a question from Vibhor Kumar, Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you so much for the opportunity. I have a broader question on strategy. Looking at multiplay opportunities in Poland, when we see mobile broadband with DTH, wherein Cyfrowy has a strong or leadership there, I was just going through the recent report published by telecom regulator, wherein they are saying that DTH plus mobile broadband is not very popular in terms of bundles. It's the fixed, products are popular in the bundles. And especially looking at the 1 year of your integration with mobile plus DTH, how do you see this bundling strategy in next 2 to 3 years? Adding to that, looking at the KPI performance of telecom business has not really improved much, I should say. It was Smart Dome who actually helped to gain subscribers, but that came at a cost of lower profitability. So I'm just checking how should we look at in terms of medium-term strategy. Thank you.
Well, this context of the connection is not the perfect one, so I might have missed some of your question, but I'll try to answer whatever I actually picked up. And one of your concerns is the popularity of the bundled DTH and mobile internet access products versus the fixed line, if that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, well, look, to understand our market correctly, you would have to look at demographics of Poland and the fact that half of our countrymen live in rural areas, the outside the big agglomerations. So we're not really competing with any sort of fixed product. Because our customers are outside the area of reach of these products, so we're competing with other mobile internet access providers, and in this area we feel comfortable that our product is of superior quality and it's at the price that can comfortably compete with others. If you're analyzing the results of our Smart Dome program, which is basically the idea of bundling various products to start with, it's the DTH cellular phone plus internet access. It seems to be working well. We've got examples from other markets that confirm that this is actually the way to go. And I did give you an indication that our Smart Dome customers have purchased additional million roughly RGUs at the average value of 30. Plus zloty per month, so you can easily calculate the long-term financial impact of that. on our results. So we believe that that's the right way to go. We would like to improve a little the our product in terms of attractiveness, both quality and price. And we continue to declare that we should see a seven-digit figure by the end of this year.
Thank you. Two more questions. Another question is on the margin side, and it looks like again the high, margin is slightly lower versus year-on-year numbers because of higher technical cost. But I'm just checking. You had this deal with Midas, wherein you got the lower pricing, almost half from starting of this year. So what's the reason that it's still high? Is it only because of the high data traffic?
Yes. The payments that we made, or the cost of the data transfer wholesale that we're paying to, I'm just trying to confirm because this connection is really not the best, to say the least. So if you're asking why the cost of data transfer is at the level that it is, in spite of the fact that we've lowered the price per gigabyte to less than half what we used to pay.
Yes, please.
Is that a question? Okay, well, there's two factors here. One is obviously increasing customer base and increasing sort of like demand for gigabyte per customer, like the Polish consumer is obviously enjoying their experience with internet. And the second thing is that probably Tomek Szal could elaborate on that, but it's the terms of our agreement with Midas, and we're not actually paying exactly what we're using. These payments are scheduled in such way that can secure our access to the service, and on the other side, on Midas' side, provide them with the adequate cash flow to continue their operation. Is that answering the question?
Yes. And this last bit, in terms of the financing benefits, clearly the financing benefit is one of the big benefit, and it's a key that you could maximize that. But looking at the current financial turmoil across the globe, post-Chinese market crash, do you see any kind of risk, or do you account any kind of risk in next 6 to 12 months, wherein you won't be able to get that kind of this 300 million kind of synergy benefit out of this?
Mm-hmm. We started the project beginning of this year. We started interaction with banks in March, April this year. So a couple of months we've been negotiating with banks, and what I can say is that I can see no difference in terms of approach from banks that was at the beginning of the year and now. And my basic scenario is that we will complete the whole process in line with the plan, so that we have Polish zloty banking debt, and on top of that, unsecured Polish bonds we issued in July. So okay. Hopefully we'll not have to change the plan.
Okay. We thank you so much, and we wish you luck for a good set of results for next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As we have no further question, dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that we'll be able to present you the results that we as a management board are quite happy with, and that we could, based on these results, uphold our previous declarations in terms of performance and financial results. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again on the 13th of 11 at which time we'll discuss the third quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This concludes our conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.